Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January 22nd, 2020. Well, today, as we again are going through this little look into the book of Proverbs, we're going to look at Proverbs chapter number 14 and verse number 12. And it says this, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And so, you know, when we think about wisdom, we need to think about the ways of God. So when we're thinking about that, what determines the way you think? Well, the way you think is determined by your worldview. So the question today is, do you have a biblical worldview? When we consider a subject, or when you just consider a subject, do you consider it according to the teachings which are in the Bible? Or do you consider that there may be a way which seems right to us, but the end thereof may really produce death? And so it's, I was thinking about just let me discuss a few Proverbs with you, a few verses, a few different passages with you. In Proverbs chapter number 7, we find the instructions for a wise man to avoid the adulteress. In this passage, the writer of Proverbs discusses how a young man can be seduced into an action which he might otherwise know to be dangerous. Let's read a bit of Proverbs and chapter number 7. In verse number 4, it says, "Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through the casement, and behold, among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore come I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our love of fill of love into the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the good man is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come at the day appointed. With her fair speech, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With a flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life." And so, we notice in that passage in verse number 8, it says that he went the way to her house. Wisdom teaches us that we should avoid the way of temptation. We should flee youthful lust. The unwise, however, will not avoid the way of the temptress. Likely, as we read in this text, if he doesn't avoid the way of the temptress, he will succumb to her allurements. By his foolishness, a dart will strike through his liver. Of course, this is a warning to us to avoid temptations at all cost. You know, today in my Bible study also, I came across two different characters in the Bible who faced the seduction of the temptress. I wasn't planning on studying this. I was just planning for my Sunday morning message and then doing my daily Bible reading. But in this, I saw two different men who faced the temptress. And how did they handle the situation? I'm sure you know both of these men well, Samson and Joseph. How did Samson handle the seduction of Delilah He loved her. He fell prey to her seductions. Satisfying his flesh cost him his life. What do we find about Joseph? Potiphar's wife tempted Joseph to lie with her. He refused. Later in Genesis 39:10, it says she tempted him to lay by her. The temptation was not to lie with, but by. What is the temptress doing? If she can convince Joseph to lie by her, the temptation then will be too great, and he will be tempted to lie with her. How did Joseph respond? He fled and got out. In this, we see the difference between a way which seems right to man and the way which seems right to God, or the way which is right to God. Samson followed the way that seemed right to man. Maybe he thought these circumstances are too easy. Maybe he thought, if I'm not to enjoy the fruit, why have I been placed in the garden? He chose to partake, and it cost him his life. Joseph, on the other hand, how did he view the temptations? He said this, "How can I do this thing and sin against God?" He knew God would not be pleased if he lay with another man's wife, so he refrained. Another thing to keep in mind is that Joseph knew this was sin before the law was given. He knew God had created one man and one woman to become one flesh. Joseph knew it was sin. He followed wisdom and fled the circumstances. Where does this fit into our devotion today? As we read, there is a way that seems right unto man, and the ends thereof is the way of death. What we all need to consider today is the wisdom of God. Do we follow the wisdom which comes from above, or do we listen to the lyrics of the old song which says, "I did it my way"? I think we would do well to follow the advice of Proverbs 7:1-2. "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye." If you want to live, avoid temptation. Avoid the way of the one who might be tempting you. Let's pray. Lord, I come to you in prayer today, asking you to show us the wisdom of following your ways. I pray, Lord, that this devotion will encourage those who listen to allow your word to determine their worldview. God, your ways are the best ways. Your ways lead to life. I pray that you would show us the places where we are not following your ways. I pray, Lord, that you would forgive us where we fail to follow you. I pray that you would help us to listen to your word and to be led by the Spirit so we can walk in a way which pleases you and be wonderfully blessed. Thank you for the hope we have in Christ, which is the reason we desire to follow you. In the name which is above every name, the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.